This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our second guest today is Professor Brian Peskin. That's P-E-S-K-I-N. He is the author of The Hidden Story of Cancer. His website is brianpeskin.com. And if you scroll down just a bit, you will see the PEO image. And if you click on that, you can get a larger view. Not only did he write The Hidden Story of Cancer, he also wrote PEO Solution. And I do invite you to visit his website and look at the articles, look at the resources that he has, and for goodness sake, buy his book, The Hidden Story of Cancer. It's a wonderful deal. You can either pay, pay $899 at Amazon for the book, or you can get it via his website for $24.95. It's a real good bargain. Right, Professor?
That it is. That it is. Yeah, it used to, because I do new books, PEO Solution, we decided not to have hardcover back for Hidden Story, and it's become a rarity. You know, a lot of doctors start laughing, you know, they see the price. I said, it's worth every penny, very sure.
Really?
What is it worth not to get cancer or a heart attack? What is it worth? Too many people go, oh, it's worth everything, but I'm not going to spend the money on the book. And I'm certainly not going to spend 8 hours reading it. You've just told me how important it is. Everybody says how their health is so important, and then they won't spend any effort or any time or any money on it until it's too late. It's 10 times harder to solve the problem once you have heart disease or cancer. You can solve these things. It's not hopeless if you have it. But you're a fool because you can prophylactically prevent it so easily. You know, with the right oils, and once you see the science, you will know more than most physicians anywhere in the world, because physicians that want the state-of-the-art science come to me, and they read the work and go, you know, thank you. I mean, I get this all around the world all the time. I was just at a big medical conference and presented. 70 physicians started using these oils for their patients. They actually bought it at the conference. Not I'm going to look at this. They heard a one-hour presentation and after an hour of PowerPoint slides with the science, because I reference everything right on the slide, they bought it for their patients. 70
yes, they should.
Out of 250.
Yes, they should.
And it keeps going. It's probably going to be 100 out of the 250, which is an astronomical.
Right.
So my science is taken very seriously, so I hope people look at it. This was verified in 1953 and 1955 with lack of oxygen causing cancer, because they deprived heart cells of oxygen over a two-year period, and all the ones that were deprived became cancerous. The ones that weren't deprived, no cancer. So it was absolute cause-effect. Of course, they didn't know how to solve it back then, but today we do, these oils.
Right. And people really do need to look at this book. They need to study this book, as you say, prophylactically, to prevent this. Because
yes,
in the book, you talk about how frequent cancer is and how devastating it.
We're not winning the war on it. You know, it saddens me when I see these things. You know, we're winning this, we're doing this. Personalized medicine is the newest hoopla. You know how successful that is? You know, just for you, because you're so darn special. Number one, I don't want to be special. I want to be very common, because you've seen it before. I don't want to be the special one you've never seen before, because they're going to fail. 6%. This is what they will admit. So this big hoopla and personalized medicine with your unique genome and blah, blah, blah. 1 out of 17 people. So look at 16 other people with cancer. The genetics isn't going to help them one bit. And by the way, It's not a genetically caused problem. This is known. I have a whole chapter in it called It's Not Genetics.
Right.
I was giving a big lecture in Korea, and a pharmacist came up, and he had tears in his eyes and goes, "Thank you. I thought my father gave me cancer because, you know, I got it." And, you know, he didn't do it. It's not genetic at all. This is made up. The genes change because of the lack of oxygen. So here's how bad the medical community is. They have cause and effect reversed. The lack of oxygen changed the DNA. Well, how did it do that, Brian? Real simple. If I take a blowtorch, Deanna, and put it on your arm and burn the heck out of it, you have something called scar tissue. Now, do you think that burned mess of an arm from that torch is going to have the normal DNA? No, it's all changed. But it changed as a result of being torched. And this is what just drives me crazy. I look at this and go, well, this is why they get nowhere. Well, we looked at first things, and it was about 10 DNA changes. Now it's up to 200. And that's why they get nowhere. It's irrelevant.
Right.
It changes as an effect, not a cause. And this is why the statistics are getting nowhere. They're not winning the war on cancer in the least. They're losing it. You can have as much walking around, as much pink, as much any nonsense, and you can spend another $1 trillion on it. They're still going to get nowhere. I live in Houston. We have the biggest medical center in the world for cancer. They keep building more hospital beds. Does that sound like they're winning the war on anything to you?
No.
Now, they're trying like heck. But if they can't tell you, Deanna, what is the cause of cancer? Oh, there's hundreds of causes. Forget it. There's hundreds of secondary causes. Asbestos, what does that do? Irritates, inflames, sucks the oxygen. So everything goes back to that prime cause of Otto Warburg. He was the top physiologist of the 20th century, an absolute genius, very tough guy, wasn't open to opinion, kind of like me. You know, this is it. I don't care if you like it or not. It has nothing to do with you. 2 and 2 is 4. You can want it to be 5. You can want it to be 6. I don't really give a darn what you want it to be. It's not. And Warburg was the same way. And what he would tell people is, look it. If I tell you you're right and you're wrong, I'm killing people. This is really serious stuff. That's why I'm so brutal here. Because the science is so clear. And what everybody is telling people to do is just so bad. It's horrible.
Well, your chapter 3, cancer is not genetically caused. And as you said, they're trying to get people to believe that it is their fault or it is genetic. And,
right.
To take the blame off of what is really the causation of it.
You could give yourself cancer, but it's unknowingly. It wasn't your fault. But after you listen to me, and this is what I say in my lectures, you're not accountable. You didn't know this. Now you're accountable, and if you don't do anything with it, that's a big problem. You don't know and aren't accountable, that's one thing. But if you listen to this and go, I just don't care, I don't believe it, that's not good enough. You heard it, you're accountable, and if you don't put it to use in your physician, you're harming people. And that's sinful. And if you're an individual, you're just stupid, which is unfortunate. You know, my big joke is everybody is so stupid today. I tell this to doctors all the time. They start laughing. I say, no, I'm serious. But they're stupid because they don't have the oils in their brain. You have to understand, Deanna, we have 100 million capillaries in the brain, okay? Capillary is where all the nutrient transfer happens and the oxygen transfer happens. 100 million of them. They're all parent omega-6. Now, if you have adulterated omega-6 in those capillaries, they don't work. What do you think lack of oxygen happens in the brain? What's the outcome? You have no memory. You can't think. You have no coordination. You sit there with a blank look in your face. And if you can't get any nutrient transfer, the same thing. This is Alzheimer's. This is dementia. This is all the problems. We're not having this in our genes. That's the stupidest thing I ever hear. And dementia and Alzheimer's, they're predicting 80% of Americans, if not 100%, to have it in 20 years.
Oh, my gosh.
And they don't have a clue. Every drug test fails. The beta amyloid stuff is nonsense. The reason you have the protein spillage is because you have an inferior cell membrane it's breaking apart and the protein spills out. Remember I told you, half protein, half fats? Well, when you have the defective parent omega-6 because of the food processors, it falls apart and the protein spills out. Now, just scraping protein off your brain isn't going to do anything. Nobody's asking, why is that protein there to begin with? It's the cell membrane. It's all in the cell membrane. The brain of the cell is the cell membrane. I can take the nucleus. This has all changed from when we went to high school. Oh, the nucleus is the brain of the cell. Well, I can rip out the nucleus, and the cell lives for 2 months. I rip apart the cell membrane, it's dead in 2 days. Okay? So the brain of the darn cell, everything about it is actually the membrane. And that's what's going on and off. It's called methylation. That's what's turning your DNA on. This whole field is called epigenetics. Uh-huh. It is not a genetically based thing. It influences the genetics, but again, it's backwards. So the whole key is epigenetics, and we are killing ourselves from food processing. The same problem, by the way, is in the artery. The inner layer of the artery, any cardiologist will tell you, is called the intima. It's epithelial tissue, which is skin. It's all parent omega-6. So if I have adulterated oils lining my artery, what happens? It gets clogged.
Yes.
Where, remember I told you PGE1? That's a vasodilator, so it gives you more blood flow. Also, lack of memory problems, lack of dementia problems, the more blood flow to the brain, gone. And by the way, 70% of women get bad headaches, lack of blood flow. You start taking these oils, opens up the channel, goes away. Skin becomes phenomenal. We have physicians in Beverly Hills said, Brian, at least 15 major celebrities are using your oils. Can't give you the names because, you know, they want to get paid. But he said, I can tell you, Cher mentioned publicly she does. So Cher is using these oils. This is the famous Sonny and Cher singer. She's using them. Now, she looks pretty darn good. I see her on TV. Of course, you guarantee they have some plastic surgery. But even with that, phenomenal vitality is what they have. The energy from that oxygenation goes through the roof. I can always tell somebody that's getting these oils, they have a vitality to them that the other people don't have. They're walking around half dead like a zombie, and their skin is horrible. I always touch younger women's skin wherever I'm lecturing at, and I get a look of horror on the face because I beat them. I'm a guy with a lot of testosterone because if I don't shave for a day, I have a beard like a gorilla, and I go, how can my skin be even close to soft as you? I beat you, by the way, but you know how ridiculous that is? But I have a secret. And once they hear it, it's like, my goodness, where do I get this stuff? And it's easy to get. I don't give specific brands because I'm a scientist and I taught disease prevention, so I got in big trouble once with the state of Texas for that. So I strictly talk science, and if anybody wants to know where to get the products, they can certainly ask what I do on an email if they see the website, my name, BrianPeskin.com. There's a lot of papers there. There's a lot of videos there. There's a lot of information. Won't cost you a nickel, and you will become your own expert. Unfortunately, today, Danny, you have to be your own expert. Nobody's going to give you this, and you have to spend the time. But tragically, today, people know more about how their car works than about how they work. You know how pathetic that is? People spend no time and no effort on themselves, and they spend a ton of time on their cars. Now, it's only 8 hours, and you will know more than your physician will know, which sounds incredible, about how your body actually works and what it's made of physiologically wise with what these oils do.
Right. Now, you've already mentioned this about, well, Chapter 8, what you should not eat. And you've talked about these cancer-causing trans fats, which are EFA imposters.
Yes. Now, you'll hear that they have gotten rid of trans fats in food. No, they haven't. It can be less than 0.5%, and they call it zero. Well, when you see what that translates to, and I give the calculation in the book, it is astronomical. It's an overdose of every one functional parent omega-6 by thousands of non-functional ones. So when you look and see how many molecules are in how much of this, it's staggering. An MD actually you know, got me on the path of going, you know, Brian, it looks like it's nothing. I assure you it's a heck of a lot. And I started calculating it out, and it was, my goodness, they make it zero. And then the next question is, excuse me, because when this happened in New York, they banned trans fats. And immediately I told a colleague of mine, what the heck do you think they're going to replace it with? I can tell you right now, it's going to be worse than the trans fat. And it is. It's called an interesterified fat. It's another man-made fat. And it increases the blood sugar of all the diabetics. So any diabetic unknowingly eating this garbage is making them more diabetic, more insulin resistant. And the reason you're insulin resistant, a big part of it is cell membrane. It doesn't work. So the insulin comes in and the membrane can't respond because it's screwed up. It's adulterated. It doesn't work. It's like you have plastic in the membrane. And that's what a trans fat is. It's plastic. It doesn't go bad, but it doesn't work. So this is the insulin resistance, and that's why everybody's becoming diabetic. And then it keeps getting more and more resistant. And then your pancreas just says, it's over. You killed me. I can't keep spitting out all this insulin. It's so easy to prevent diabetes and, you know, the low-carbs things, too. Sugar's not good, and most of the cancer people get heart disease much earlier. That's a secondary product. The two are very tied together. And when you look at the oils, there are reasons for that. But you can eliminate the majority of the chance of a heart attack and cancer for about $1 a day.
Oh my gosh.
It's cheaper than your sodas, your candies, and if you don't want to spend that, then there's nothing I can do with you. You know, you're on your own. Nothing I can say. I spend time writing, typically for doctors, Dan. The books and medical papers I write are for physicians because I don't have the time to talk to individuals. If I get a doctor, he's hitting hundreds of patients, and that's where I have to spend my time to influence big numbers, because one and two, I do it, but that's not where the bulk is. And you also heal so much faster. So we have surgeons now looking at using these oils to expedite the surgical healing. So there's less chance of infection, because the faster you heal, the less chance of getting a bug in there, less scarring, less inflammation. So any kind of a surgery, you heal faster. Isn't that incredible? If you fracture a hip, if you fall and hurt any of this stuff, you know, the elderly fall a lot because their balance isn't there. They don't have the muscular strength when they were younger. You know, they slip on something. I mean, my mother happened to this. She slipped on off of a curb with ice. 86 years old, face forward into the street, off a curb in the snow. And, of course, black and blue like you wouldn't believe. No concussion. No broken nose. No broken cheekbones. No opioids. No drugs after she got out of the hospital starting the second day. No pain. In 53 days, virtually a complete heal. The physicians could not, and this is an 86-year-old woman, but she was taking the oils before this happened.
Right.
It's incredible.
One of the things that I really love about your book is that you have live links. You can read the scientific reports. And I can see why you chose to do an Adobe Digital edition, because you can do that. You can't do that in a paper packet.
Can't, and I give it to you because I want you to be able to see it. A lot of authors don't want this. They actually lie about what the paper said. The title can say one thing, and the paper actually doesn't say that. It's incredible. So I am one of the few that never do a quote of anything unless I see the actual work or talk to the original author. I don't do quotes of quotes of quotes like everybody else does because they're lazy. I have to see the original. Did it actually say what this guy says? Because I don't believe him. And they lie, I'm telling you. It's bad. It's really, really bad in the medical field, the deception that they will use on the average person. And I'm so passionate because people are spending a fortune to eat healthy. They're doing all the wrong stuff. Somebody just sent me a thing on how bad soy is, and I said, you know, I've known this for 20 years, that soy is food for a pig. You know, women are conned on this stuff, and it's just horrible. But it doesn't end.
All righty. We are going to take a quick break, and then we do have a caller with a question. We'll be right
back. Very good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Our guest, Professor Brian Peskin. He is the author of The Hidden Story of Cancer, as well as some other books. And his website is brianpeskin.com, and you can purchase his book from the website. We have Carol in Idaho. Carol, you have a question.
And hello, you heard me?
Yes.
Did you?
Oh, hi, Carol.
There's always something. Hi. There's always some kind of a unsureness when we start to converse with the host, and I'm not sure what that is, but that's why you hear so many people say, "Can you hear me?" Okay. So yeah, good. Okay, Brian, am I understanding that the reason, the number one reason that a cell gets in trouble and is compromised is lack of oxygen. Is that what I'm hearing you say for starters?
From the cell membrane. The cell membrane is screwed up. And actually, a major paper just came out at the end of 2017 talking about how the cell has the intelligence to recognize it's not getting the proper oils in it with the parent omega-6, and it's getting an adulterated one from the food processors, and it stays chronically inflamed. Chronic inflammation is the reason you lose the oxygen, and cancer and heart disease will definitely be in your future. So you're absolutely right. It is the oil in the cell membrane needs fully functional parent omega-6 and parent omega-3, not the derivatives like DPA and EPA, DHA, the fish oil stuff. That's it.
Right. Brian, the only, what do you want to say, the only information that I have had in for many years is the essential, what do you call it, omega-3, 6, and 9. I've never heard of parent omegas before, but is
omega
that related to the 3, 6,
9? Omega-9 is a non-essential. That comes from olive oil. So olive oil is a zero. Not a positive, but it's certainly not a negative. A trans fat, hydrogenated oil like margarine, is a negative 20. So zero is a lot better than negative 20, but I want positive 20. That's a parent omega-6 and a parent omega-3.
Yeah,
linoleic acid and alpha-linolenic acid are the technical terms that doesn't mean anything. All that means something is if I don't get these from the diet, my body can't make them. And that is the problem. So, nobody talks about this. Parents are in the literature, but parent essential oil isn't. I coined that term to make it really strong as the parent versus the derivatives like arachidonic acid, GLA, DHA, EPA. Those are all derivatives, and the average person has no problem converting the parents to derivatives because what they'll always tell you is, the conversion is slow, it's impaired, it doesn't do anything. It's supposed to be very, very small. That's what they all missed. They all thought parents went totally to derivatives. They never even looked at the cell membrane and went, 33% of it stays as parents in the cell membrane. But 99% of the parents stay in parent form. 1%, actually less, go to derivatives. So I spend my time looking at the parents and a little bit with their derivatives. Everybody else spends their time looking at derivatives and no parents at all. They don't even act like they matter. It's horrible, but you hit it right in the head. Fix the cell membrane, you have no problem.
Okay, Brian, the main reason that I called, what triggered me to call, first of all, was I attend a lot of online health seminars, as so many people do. And one thing that they're talking about is these oxygen drops. And I'm wondering, can I stop the inflammation? Can I get
oxygen drops?
Into the
drops are not
going to
do anything.
Oxygen.
Waste of time. No.
Really?
Nonsense.
Really?
More con job. I get very, very upset when I see people getting conned like this. They do nothing. It's like hydrogen peroxide, drinking it. Injected into the bloodstream does something, but you got to be a doctor to do that. Drinking hydrogen peroxide, it just goes to water. It gives you a two-second conversion. I mean, most of this stuff we see is absolute nonsense. It doesn't work. There's no real science behind it. They take a bit of science and try and make it apply to something that the science never applied to. It's just very unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Right. Yeah, well, thank you, Brian, and thank you, Deanna, for taking the call.
Thank
Our pleasure.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Thank you.
Yeah, people are so misled, Dan. It's just very unfortunate.
It is.
I know.
We're just about hitting a break here, and we do have another caller that we can take after the break.
Okay. I've been hold.
All righty. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Professor Brian Peskin. He is the author of The Hidden Story of Cancer. His website is brianpeskin.com. Peskin is P-E-S-K-I-N. You can find his book there at his website. I particularly like Chapter 6. It's called The Missing Link, EFA Oxygen Magnets. And you have a great link in here, which was parent and derivative EFAs, which I love the links in this book. You can go and look at them, see what you're supposed to be eating, and chapter 6 tells you what to eat. Okay, let's take that question from John in California. John?
They have John? Three, six, and nine. Can you address that in general?
What was the question? Mega nine?
Other plant-based where they have the 3, 6s, and 9s in there.
Well, every oil has omega-9 in it. That's monounsaturated fat, like olive oil. Every oil typically has some amount of saturated fat. Well, the key parts, because your body can make saturated fats, can make them from carbohydrates, for example, also makes omega-9. So your body doesn't need this. It can make it. What you need is the parent omega-6, parent omega-3, and the seed oils. Have them, sunflower seeds, safflower seeds. Stay away from canola oil. That's a very bad oil. That's rapeseed oil. They gave it a new name. Rapeseed is mustard gas. You may remember it from the World Wars. Very, very bad stuff. There's not good stuff in there. Soy oil, don't touch it at all. Soy is food for a pig. I talk about that in The Hidden Story of Cancer a little bit. Big con job when it comes to soy. You need to be real careful. There's a lot of science here, but you need the parent omega-6 and some of the parent omega-3. You need much more parent omega-6. It has to be organic, has to be in process, can't be preservatives, pesticides, any of that stuff. And there has to be more parent omega-6 than parent omega-3. I like having some GLA. I told you this is the delta-6 desaturase thing they always talk about that everybody says it's impaired. In the average person, it's not impaired, but in a diabetic, in a person with cancer, in somebody on opioids, in an alcoholic, it will be impaired. So by having some GLA, we bypass that and give you maximum PGE-1, the number one anti-inflammatory. And from the arachidonic acid side in the omega-6 is PGI-2, which is called prostacyclin, where it makes it where the blood platelets can't stick together, can't stick to an arterial wall. And I don't know how you get a heart attack if you take this and have that kind of production. So okay. The parent omega-6, parent omega-3 are what's key. Very good question.
Okay, great. Now, what do you know about structured water? And is there additional oxygen that these things
they say it is. I don't buy it because it's not in the water. It's in the cell membrane with the lipids. So you can do anything you want to get more oxygen, say, in the bloodstream. That's not the problem. Everybody, unless they're very, very sick, has pulse oximeter. That's the blood oxygen level of, you know, above 96. That's not the problem. The problem is how do we get that into the cell? And if you don't have the parent omega-6 fully functional in the cell membrane, forget it. So the problem is the oils, not anything else. You got to go what's okay. Most important, what's less important, and what's not important at all. So I always have hierarchies, and by a factor of 10, it's these oils. Everything else is secondary. You don't have these oils, you're in deep trouble. This is why everybody ends up with cancer and heart disease. Neither one should exist. In 1900s, 5% had a heart attack. The inventor of the EKG was told to go home, by the way. We don't have heart disease here until these jackasses came with processed oils and hydrogenated margarine. They gave us this. Same thing with cancer. It was 5%. Well, we didn't know what cancer was in 1900. Really? Take a look at an 1840 Lancet. That's the world's oldest medical journal out of England. They knew exactly what cancer was. An idiot could tell. It's a horrific mess. So this was known. It was tracked. These diseases didn't exist, but they didn't have food processing back then. So we are our own worst enemies, killing ourselves unknowingly. It's a horrible state of affairs, so I hope you'll get the book and really learn this for yourself.
Okay, very good. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Another question? Pardon me? Can't hear you. I'm sorry, I lost you somehow. I'll hang up. lost you. Hello? Hello? Now? Hello? Can't hear a word. What happened? Oh, okay, I can hear you now. Darn, yeah, was after that call-in.
Hi. I don't know what happened.
I hear you.
Okay. Our guest is still with us? My gosh. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, all the sound went dead. Anyway.
I'm here.
Oh, thank goodness. And I know you've been giving a lot of great information. So thanks for continuing on. That's great.
Of course. Yeah, very good questions.
Okay, super.
And I hope people check out the website and get the ebook and learn this information for themselves, because it's staggering. It's the opposite. My big joke is, if everybody knows something about nutrition, it's wrong. Everything everybody is told, my job is almost impossible, because everything you've been told is wrong. Like carbohydrates seem to be the basis of your diet. Saturated fat's going to kill you. There's no saturated fat in a clogged artery, by the way. So ask your cardiologist how much saturated fat's in a clogged artery, and he'll tell you how huge the number is. It's zero. So if a board-certified cardiologist doesn't even know what's giving you a heart attack, clogging an artery, God help us. This is the state we're in America. You can measure this with high-resolution chromatography. It was measured at zero. Okay?
Wow.
Not me making it up. It was done multiple times and published in medical journals. And if your cardiologist is telling you the wrong thing, it's the adulterated omega-6, by the way, that's 85% of the clog. This is published, and it's not in the standard medical journals. It's in the physiology journals, you know, essential fatty acids, prostaglandins, and leukotrienes. You know, something like that, biological chemistry. You know, it's not in New England Journal of Medicine or Journal of the American Medical Society, JAMA. It's not in those things. So doctors don't see any of this. And they don't know it. So if you don't know it, you're going to get misinformation, believe somebody that doesn't know what the heck they're talking about, and God help you.
Well, I think a lot of doctors really don't look at those issues.
None of them do.
Those,
it's not a
those
lot.
Sources.
None of them do. For scientists, doctors aren't scientists. No, they're not looking at them at all.
Right.
So they never see the truly outstanding science. They see studies in a medical journal, and I want to make it very clear, studies aren't science. I talk about this in PEO Solution. The first two chapters are how to evaluate a study, because people get highly misled in studies. There's something called relative risk. There's something called absolute risk. They give you numbers in relative risk, and they're meaningless. All that that does is tell you the trend. So when you see, oh, it helps 30% of the patients, no, it doesn't. It helps less than 1%. But the way they do it, you need to read about it. It's using deceptive arithmetic. It's not really mathematics. It's so trivial. But it's arithmetic, and it's horrible. They know what they're doing. They don't care.
Wow.
That's how bad it is. It's really bad. And most physicians have no idea how to understand statistics. I spent a lot of time with that. And it's not their job, in fairness to them. I don't blame them. It's just, before you go mouthing off saying something, if you don't understand what those numbers mean, you ought to be shutting up. So I have very little tolerance to incompetent people. you know, that sure. people trust. They're trusting you. So before I open my mouth and say anything, I make sure it's right, because if it's wrong, I should be shot. And I tell this publicly. That's my standard. If I'm wrong, shoot me. Because
wow.
you're putting your health in my hands. And this is how serious it is. So before I publish anything, I go round and round, look at it 13 ways. Is this right? Does it make sense? Does it have to be right? Could it be wrong? I'm very clear. And when you really read how I write, there's nobody in the world that writes like me.
You write very definitively. And
yes,
I love the way that you write.
Because science is definitive. It's not relative. It's not open to discussion.
Right. It is what it is. Now,
yes.
you probably covered this when I was missing in action. But in chapter 6, you answer the question, can I be a vegetarian and still obtain maximum anti-cancer protection? And
it's possible. It's not easy. But, for example, Dr. Rowan, who's a raw food vegan, if you're not getting the adulterated fats, and these oils, they're even in fruits and vegetables. There's not a lot of them. But if you are not getting a lot of processed garbage that's killing you, you don't have to overpower it. Now, it's known in the science that it goes in as a percentage. So if I eat 20% junk, you know, from fast food, from even good restaurants use junk oils, they all do. They all want a long shelf life on those oils. So they use extenders, they use fake oils. It's horrific what they use so they don't go bad. If you eat 20% adulterated non-functional oils, 20% of your cell membranes have those oils. So the key is to supplement with the good stuff to overpower the bad stuff. So the more bad stuff I eat, the more good stuff I better get in from these PEOs from a supplement company, or you're going to be in trouble. So you can do it. And if you have less junk, you need less good stuff. So Dr. Rowan doesn't need to supplement it at all because he can get this from the food. But he eats a lot of it. He probably eats a pound and a half of fruits and vegetables a day.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's doable. But even if you do half of it, then you just need less of a supplement. So everything is doable, but it's just hard being a raw foods vegan because that's nothing cooked. So there's no steaks, no burger, no eggs. You know, it's fruits and vegetables. It's tough.
Yes.
Now, he has nuts, too. And nuts have the oils. Now, what kills me is you see the nuts like walnuts. Oh, they're really, really good. And the Seventh-day Adventists that eat the walnuts, you know, get all this protection from the omega-3. There's five times more parent omega-6 than parent omega-3 in the nut. And what gets the credit? The omega-3. They're all insane. And
right.
you're going to get misled, and it never ends. So that's why I hope people will check out the website or look at the science.
Yes. And look at the book. The book. Chapter 9.
Took a long
nine.
Time to write that.
Oh, it's obvious. It's obvious the work, the science, all the information in here.
That's getting attention from the highest people at major medical institutions. I mean, the MD community.
So
you know, my work is really getting looked at.
Chapter 9.
Yeah.
Breast, skin, smoking, and radiation cancers. The EFA connection. And then
there's a lot there. It's very, very interesting with the smoking. They'll all say, oh, smoking is the cause of cancer. Well, let's call it conditional probability. And I went to a lecture on this, and actually the nurse that was talking about it goes, you know, I never understood that myself. What they'll say is 64% of the people that smoke get lung cancer, and that's not true. It's only 1 out of 6 people that smoke get lung cancer. Okay? It's like 16%. This is 2 packs a day for 28 years. They had these statistics. 1 out of 6 people get cancer. It means 5 out of 6 don't. However, if you have lung cancer, the probability was 64% that you smoked. See the difference?
Mm-hmm.
One's going backwards. One's saying you already have the condition, you have the lung cancer. The probability you were a smoker and got it's huge. But it did not give you that starting that you had no cancer to begin with. It's only a 16% chance. So it's called conditional probability. It's shocking to most people that aren't used to seeing this stuff because probability is funny things, and sometimes you get really surprised. But what does smoking do? It heats the heck, and it inflames. So once again, inflammation, oxygen.
Oh.
It all goes back to that inflammation. But cigar smokers get very little problems. Now, they don't inhale it, but they breathe it through their mouth. They don't have the chemicals. The majority of the problem with smoking is the additives they put in it. It's not the tobacco itself. Now, again, it's hot. It's smoke. I'm not saying it's good, but it shouldn't be giving you cancer if you had these oils.
Right. Somebody emailed me about coconut oil.
Coconut oil is 93% saturated fat. It is an excellent oil to cook with. There's nice medium-chain fatty acids in it. It's got lauric acid, capric acid. I mean, it's got some very nice antibacterial and antiviral qualities, too. So coconut oil, make sure it's organic, make sure it's unprocessed. And
okay.
It's an excellent oil. I use it all the time for frying.
Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest today, our guest right now is Professor Brian Peskin, the author of The Hidden Story of Cancer. His website is brianpeskin.com. Please visit that website. Buy his book. We're talking about Chapter 9. And we've only got 3 minutes.
Okay. Specific question?
No, just you talk about how much cancer, how many people are diagnosed with breast cancer. And you mentioned smoking, but I think probably a lot of the mammographies are not really positive for cancer and that sometimes it's the treatment that kills?
There's a lot of false positives in mammography. You're absolutely right. I would go with thermography that checks the temperature. Big problem with, getting these, scans. And they also put pressure on the breast, so if there's any problem, you can get metastasis from just having 40 or 50 pounds against it with a mammography they do. It's dark ages treatment. It's very unfortunate. Very, very unfortunate.
It is.
You get these oils, and you can keep a benign tumor benign. The book talks about that, too. There's gradations of cancer. It goes from a benign tumor, which is still a lack of oxygen, but it's not fully screwed up. The cell can still use the oxygen and have cellular respiration. What happens is when you have a fully cancerous condition, it uses what's called glycolysis, which is running like a yeast. Now, a yeast, propagates, go all over the place. It grows, it grows, it grows. But it's a moron, has no brain. So the key is to keep it benign where it's just a mass, and it's no big deal unless it's in, the cerebellum area where it shuts down an automatic nervous system thing. But that's rare. So if you have a tumor in any place in your body, including the breast, and it's benign, the goal is keep it benign. It'll stay benign forever. And these oils are what does it.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
And there's so many people who have perished as a result of breast cancer that
tragic.
Has metastasized.
Oh, it's tragic. Oh, they're getting prophylactic mastectomies now. That's horrible. It doesn't do anything. That is a complete waste, and there's never an apology. This came out with what Jolie, that actress, was saying to do
oh,
it.
Right.
Came out after they did. They checked, and it doesn't stop cancer in the least. You can still get it because it's already spread. It's a complete. It's horrific what they're doing to women, and nobody apologizes. Nobody apologizes. It's incredible. I hope people get the book.
I hope they do. It's a fabulous book. It's affordable. It's 605 pages of nothing but
facts. I couldn't make it shorter. People say, if you give me more time, I'll make the book shorter, not longer. It's very hard to write about what you know, but there's nothing I could get rid of in the book. People ask me, make it shorter. I said, I can't. I don't know what to take out. It's all required. People have to understand this. And it's understandable, right? Maybe technical, but it's very understandable.
There's
a lot of editing
readable.
To get there. Yeah.
Very readable. I love this book.
Good, good. Glad to be of service. I hope people check it out.
Thank you so very much, Professor.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.